Americans spent 6.7% more at stores than last June. They did not get 6.7% more stuff. The retail sales report measures dollars, not items. Census says so in its first sentence. The June report's gasoline line shows exactly what that does to the number, and it runs in the opposite direction from what the headline implies. The simple version. The Census Bureau reported yesterday that retail and food services sales were $768.6 billion in June, up 0.2% from May and up 6.7% from June 2025. Buried in the same sentence is the phrase that changes what the number means. The data are adjusted for seasonal variation and trading day differences, but not for price changes. Retail sales count dollars, not items. If a store sells the same thing at a higher price, sales go up. If prices fall, sales go down even when people buy more. Over the year to June, consumer prices rose 3.5%, so roughly half of that 6.7% is price and roughly half is more stuff. The numbers. Retail and food services sales were $768.6 billion in June, up 0.2% plus or minus 0.4% from May, and up 6.7% plus or minus 0.5% from June 2025 U.S. Census Bureau, Advanced Monthly Retail Trade Survey, June 2026, release CB26-113, July 16, 2020. Census marks that 0.2% monthly change with an asterisk, meaning the 90% confidence interval includes zero. So there is insufficient statistical evidence to conclude it is different from zero census. The estimates are adjusted for seasonal variation and holiday and trading day differences, but not for price changes census. Gasoline station receipts fell 5.3% in June and are up 19.8% over the year census. Gasoline prices fell 9.7% in June and are up 26.7% over the year U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index, June 2026, Ustl 26-1191. Consumer prices for all items rose 3.5% over the year to June BLS. Excluding gasoline stations, retail sales rose 0.7% in June. Excluding motor vehicles and parts, they fell 0.2% census. Non-store retailers, the category that includes online sellers, rose 1.9% in June and are up 14.2% over the year, the largest gain among major categories census. Grocery stores fell 0.4% in June and are up 0.9% over the year. Health and personal care stores fell 0.8% and are up 0.2% over the year census. May's monthly change was revised up from 0.9% plus or minus 0.4% to 1.0% plus or minus 0.2%. And May sales were revised to $766.9 billion census. The gasoline line, which runs backwards. Gasoline is where you can watch this happen because we have both numbers from the same month. Census says gas station receipts fell 5.3% in June. BLS says gasoline prices fell 9.7% in June. Divide one by the other, and the answer is not what the headline suggests. If Americans spent about 5% fewer dollars on gas while gas got about 10% cheaper, they bought roughly 5% more gasoline. The gas station line in the retail sales report went down in a month when the country filled up more, because the report is counting dollars and the dollars got smaller. Over the year it inverts. Gas station receipts are up 19.8% and gasoline prices are up 26.7%. Dollars up a fifth, prices up a quarter, so the gallons went down roughly 5%. Americans are paying substantially more for somewhat less gas, and the retail sales report shows that as growth. This is arithmetic we are doing, not a statistic either agency published, and it is an approximation. But it is the single clearest demonstration of what the phrase "not adjusted for price changes" actually costs you when you read the number. The same logic quietly runs through every line. Grocery store sales rose 0.9% over the year, which sounds like more food. Non-store retailers rose 14.2%, which sounds like a boom. Neither number tells you how much was price and how much was volume, because the report was never built to answer that. The real cost lands on $800 a month at the register. Assume a household that spent $800 a month at retail last June. Apply the report's own year-over-year figure and the inflation figure from the same month, both from stated sources. Retail sales rose 6.7% over the year, so the same household is spending about $853.60 a month, up $53.60. Consumer prices rose 3.5% over the year, so the identical basket now costs about $828.00. That splits the $53.60 increase into roughly $28.00 of price, and roughly $25.60 of more stuff. The $28.00 is about $336 a year, and at a 7% real return over 30 years, $336 a year would compound to roughly $31,700 assumption. 7% real, end-of-year contributions, no taxes or fees. That last figure is not a suggestion to buy less food. It is the size of the thing. 1 year of 3.5% inflation on one household's register is worth about a used car over a working life, and it is invisible in a report that says spending went up 6.7%. Retail sales count dollars. Gas station sales fell 5% in June while gas got 10% cheaper, which means Americans bought more gas, and the report showed less. What this means? When you see a retail sales number, ask two questions before you believe the story attached to it. How much of this is price, and does the change clear its own margin of error? In June, the monthly change did not clear it. 0.2% plus or minus 0.4% carries census's asterisk. The reason this matters beyond one report is that retail sales get used as a proxy for how the consumer is doing. It is a decent proxy for dollars leaving wallets. It is a poor proxy for whether anyone is better off. And in a year when gasoline is up more than a quarter, the difference between those two is most of the story. What this is not, this is not a prediction of where consumer spending, inflation, or the economy goes next. This is not advice about your own spending, budgeting, or how much gasoline to buy. This is not a buy or sell signal on any retailer, security fund, or asset. This is not a claim that the Census Bureau is measuring anything incorrectly. Census states that the data are not adjusted for price changes in the first sentence of the release, which is the opposite of hiding it. The gasoline. The 7% real return in the real cost math is a long-run historical assumption, not a forecast, and these are advance estimates from a sample of roughly 4,800 firms that get revised. Sources: U.S. Census Bureau, Advance Monthly Sales for Retail and Food Services, June 2026, CB26-113, released July 16, 2026, https://www.census.gov/retail/marts/www/marts/current-pdf. U.S. Census Bureau Monthly Retail Trade Release Page. https://www.census.gov/retail/index.html. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index, June 2026, USTL 26-1191. https://www.blsgov/newsrelease/cpinr0.htm. U.S. Census Bureau Advance Monthly Retail Trade Survey Methodology. https://www.censusgov/retail/marts/how-surveys-are-collected.html.